From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and it's Idaho Matters. Here in Idaho, not every family has easy access to a doctor, and that can create a gap, leaving parents without regular medical care for their kids. That's why St. Luke's has stocked a mobile care clinic with everything it needs to hit the road and bring the health professionals right to the kids that need them most. So joining us now to talk more about the Traveling Care Clinic are pediatrician Dr. Noreen Womack and St. Luke's Community Health Manager Jean Mutchie. Welcome. How are you?
Good. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Tell us about the St. Luke's Mobile Care Clinic. How did it get started and where did the idea come from?
We know that access barriers are prevalent across our communities, especially as you get out to further outside of Boise. And we have seen through data and then also what we continue to hear from parents and caretakers that oftentimes those who need us the most can't get to us. So we really did, in our strategy, focus on bringing care to the people who need us the most. And that's to their front door, which for a lot of these kids is the school. Oftentimes parents or caretakers are working multiple jobs. They can't get a child to one of our physicians or providers during school hours because of work commitments. So we've found that bringing care to them is having a tremendous impact. And we started that pre-COVID, and then we kind of had to pause during COVID. And now we're re-engaged in both Nampa and Boise school districts. And I think we're serving the kids who really do need us the very most.
Well, I actually saw this on the Boise School District sends out a kind of a weekly update, and this was listed on there for kids who are in the district. How does it work? Who gets the care?
Yeah, so you're correct. We are in the Boise School District, and we're also in the Nampa School District. And the way we work is that we rotate among six different schools in each district. And we pick those schools based on where the most need is. So we're typically in the Title I schools. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's schools where at least half the children qualify for free or reduced meals through a federal program. And so we go to those schools in a specific rotation, but that doesn't mean we can't see kids from the other schools. That's how we work. And we have a family schedule with us, and we absolutely need consent before we do any kind of treatment or touch any patient. And typically we have the parent there, especially for the younger kids, for the elementary schools, but for the junior high and high school students, we can typically see them alone, again, with the parent or guardian consent.
And what kind of services are you providing, and what things are you treating?
So I like to tell people that our St. Luke's Children's School Mobile Clinic functions really like any other pediatric clinic. We just happen to be on wheels. So basically, we provide all the same services as a typical pediatric clinic.
Gotcha. And you know, I think this is fascinating, especially when you're doing it within the school districts. Is this a free clinic? Do people pay? How does that work?
Again, we like to say that it's like a typical pediatric clinic. So we do take insurance, but we also can serve underinsured families and patients.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Dr. Noreen Womack and Jean Mutchie about St. Luke's Mobile Care Clinic. So you mentioned that, you know, this is like any other mobile care clinic, but what are some of the things are you seeing kids for? I'm guessing you're not doing, you know, invasive surgeries out in the field, but what are some of the common things you're seeing the kids for?
Yeah, good question. So a lot of what I typically end up seeing is mental health, but really we can see anything and everything. So I can give you some examples. Recently, I saw a teenager who was discharged from a psychiatric hospital on multiple medications, but didn't have a regular doctor and so had no way of refilling them after a month. I've seen a kindergartner with really significant disruptive behaviors who I'm pretty sure has undiagnosed autism. I saw an undocumented patient whose family emigrated from Colombia, actually, And the reason they came here was for the healthcare, because their child has multiple chronic illnesses, is wheelchair bound, but has never been able to acquire a wheelchair. And so, you know, they came to this country just basically for the high quality care. So really, everything and anything can sometimes walk through our door.
Hold up. Doctor, you're talking about some very serious, serious things. You know, when I'm thinking mobile care clinic for kids, I'm thinking, you know, bumps and sprains and I don't know, maybe the occasional toothache. This is some serious stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, I agree. When we first started this, that's exactly what I thought I would be seeing too, you know, ear infections and strep throat. And we, of course, do and can see that. But again, you know, we are trying to get to those children who wouldn't otherwise get care. So that's what it looks like.
Wow. That's just wow. Jean, tell me about why St. Luke's is doing this. I mean, you talked about how important it is to get to some of these kids, but why is St. Luke's going to this time and trouble to do something like this?
Well, I would say for us, it's not time and trouble. It's our mission. It's very much our mission, and it's aligned with our mission as the only children's hospital in the state. We know that we are the front door and the only door for a lot of kids and families, and not every family has the same story. Not every family has easy access to the care that they need, whether that be physical or mental. Also, other issues that compound that, poverty, lack of housing, food insecurity. Oftentimes, there's layers with the families who need us most. There's a lot of complexity where just simply getting in a car isn't always an option for a lot of the families we see. They don't have a car, or they may be couch surfing with family members because they can't afford a place to live, or they may be living in one of our family shelters in our community. So the complexity is driven also by that. We have high mobility in a lot of these schools where kids are moving frequently. And so what we want to do is connect them to a primary care provider. Dr. Womack does yeoman's work trying to make sure they're connected to a provider in the community. But oftentimes, you know, the fallback is that they still need the services that we're able to provide at the school because it really is their only outlet. So we talk at St. Luke's about the social determinants of health, and those are factors that influence our health based on where we live, learn, work, play, pray, and age. And a lot of these kids will miss school because they're chronically ill, but unless they have somebody who can help them get well, then that cycle continues. Then we have learning loss. We have a whole bunch of other things that set in. So for us, it's multifactorial. We want to take care of these kids' health and well-being, but we're also trying to connect with community partners to address some of the more significant needs that sometimes our families present with so that we can help them become stable and make sure these kids are in school where they need to be, and that you know, parents or caregivers can be at work to help, you know, help reduce some of the barriers that they're finding that are impacting their current situation. So I would say for us, it's mission, and it's also just part of being a significant fabric of the community. We truly believe in what we do, and the health of a community is often predicated on how healthy our kids are and how well our schools are doing.
Dr. Womack, we've seen a lot of growth, especially in the Treasure Valley. And we've seen a lot of healthcare professionals who have either left the profession or left Idaho for one reason or another. Are you seeing an increase in the number of kids who are needing your help?
I haven't seen an increase because there's just always been a dire need. Idaho as a state has some of the lowest numbers of pediatricians and even just primary care providers in the U.S. And so it was already pretty dire. And so I haven't necessarily seen an increase recently.
Gotcha. You mentioned you're in Boise, you're in Nampa. How many kids do you normally see?
Also a good question. So it depends on the complexity of the child. A lot of these kids that we see in a typical pediatric clinic, you know, we'll see a well check within, you know, half an hour a lot of these kids, especially if they haven't been seen in a while, take us longer. And since we're there for school hours, you know, my average number is anywhere from about 4 to 7 kids. If they're all just sick kids, I can see way more than that. But again, what I typically see is mental health.
Wow, that's amazing. That is just amazing. So what happens in the summer? You're talking about doing stuff during school hours. Kids are out. What happens then?
Yes. So we are continuing our Boise school-based clinics. Dr. Amy Barton is the one who goes out and does that. So she's going to continue with a weekly clinic in Boise. In Nampa, we're going to have a few scattered summer school clinics as well. So the kids don't go, you know, completely without care, especially if we're managing other things like medication.
Okay, we've been speaking with pediatrician Dr. Noreen Womack and St. Luke's Community Health Manager Jean Mucci about St. Luke's Mobile Care Unit for Kids. I think you're both doing yeoman's work, and I want to thank you both for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.